Hey, good afternoon, everybody. It's 2:30 in the afternoon here on May 12th, 2016. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. And my guests are Carl Hooker, who's the Carl is a thought leader of the year, and we'll talk about that. And he's the director of innovation and digital learning at the Eanes Independent School District, ISD, in Texas, which I think is near Houston. We'll find out about that. And we also have Chris Peeler, who's the editorial director over at PR with Panache, my good friends, the great boutique PR firm representing clients in the education marketplace, many of whom I know, and a big hello to Jacob and Sue over there. I want to thank my two guests because they have cursed me. Okay, first of all, Carl wrote me an email today and said, "How's your cough doing, Larry?" And about 5 minutes ago, I started to cough. I haven't coughed all day. So thanks, Carl. And I want to thank Chris Peeler, National Spelling Bee champion of 1954, for misspelling the topic of our show today, which is iPad-palooza. He spelled it like the Italian version, iPad-a-palooza. Okay, so thank you. I fixed up the tweet. Carl, thanks for correcting that. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. Tweet it out over at EduTalk Radio. And in between coughs, thanks, Carl. Here we go. First of all, Mr. Peeler, National Spelling Bee Champion, 1954. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastically, Larry. And I'm sorry about your cough. You know, the last time we spoke, you were in the depths of some sort of cough-based illness. And so I feel like there's some sort of digital contagion going on with us. But
Believe me, there isn't. It's not Carl, it's you.
Thank you.
It probably is. I'm willing to accept that. And I do want to be 100% clear that the event that we will be talking about is iPad-palooza.
That's
which
right.
Which is a super exciting event that Carl is the founder of and we'll be talking about more about, and that I did misspell. And as a former editor, I am hanging my head in shame, and I will be committing seppuku later on in the afternoon.
There you go. There you go. We'll miss you, but there's probably another editor somewhere that we can get.
It's
so.
Only the, yeah. It's
yeah,
only,
I'm not worried
the only
about
way
that.
To maintain my honor.
Right. The Last Samurai, ladies and gentlemen. And Carl Hooker, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, I'm good, and thank you for reminding me I did cough. So now I'm coughing.
I'm getting a little choked up over here now, too, so now I'm wondering if it is Chris. So.
I think it is. Chris, could you leave us now? Thank you. No.
All right,
let's go over there. All right, here we go. Now, iPad-palooza. I just want to ask you, what's a palooza? Is there like a word, palooza? It means event, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's been trademarked. Palooza, I mean, the original concept was from, I guess, Lollapalooza. It'd probably be the first time I ever heard, the music festival out of Chicago. And then, of course, now it's everywhere I go. I see paloozas everywhere. It's kind of weird. And Windows Surface 10 Palooza didn't quite have the same ring to it. So we decided, iPad Palooza sounds a little better, and you could make it a little more Italian if you wanted to. And then, hey, iPad
Palooza. But when I do that, I have to move my hand.
I'm doing the same thing.
You got to do that.
On, see?
Yeah, you got to do it. And also, before we go further, and we're going to talk about iPad-palooza, which is going to be in Austin in July, June 22nd to the 24th in Austin. There are other ones. We'll talk about that. But this is the one in Austin. All right. And first of all, tell us about Eanes, Texas. Was I right? It's near Houston?
It's near Austin, actually, yeah. So it's actually where the mothership of the event. Yeah, right. It's like 12 minutes west of downtown Austin, Westlake Hills area of Austin. And it's a beautiful school district. It's 8,000 kids, K-12, where one-to-one iPads have been so for the last 5 years. So my daughter, who's a first grader, she goes here as well, and she's got her own iPad. In fact, I just substitute taught her class yesterday as a gift for her Teacher Appreciation Week. For her teacher, I went in and subbed for her teacher and taught first grade for half a day, which was
nice.
Was exhausting. Followed that up with a visit to the Texas legislature to testify. And I would say out of the two things, teaching first grade was harder.
And more satisfying, I would think, as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what did Ann Richards say? They kept the nativity scene up at the state capitol because the first time three wise men were ever together anywhere in Texas near the legislature.
Yeah. That's a mark of history there, yeah. It's a great district. I've been here since 2006. I've been in this role for about 5 or 6 years, actually, since right before we started the initiative. So, yeah, it's been quite a ride.
That's incredible. The Director of Innovation and Digital Learning right outside of Austin, Eanes, E-A-N, EIS, Eanes Independent School District. And Chris, just quickly tell us about the PR with Panache. And also, you were instrumental in naming Carl the Thought Leader of the Year. So talk about that.
I will. Well, PR with Panache, as you said in such a lovely introduction up at the top of the show, is a boutique PR firm representing K-12 ed tech companies. And in addition to the standard kind of PR stuff, we do content creation. We do a whole bunch of other stuff. We do some marketing stuff. But another thing we do is for the past 4 years, we've done a Thought Leader of the Year award. And because we get around and talk to a lot of different people and go to a lot of different events all over the place, we run into a lot of incredible people, inspiring people, people like Carl. And so this year at TCA, kind of on his home turf, we gave him the Thought Leader of the Year award. And it is largely because of the exact same thing that he was just talking about, how he went and, you know, he's in the classroom, substitute teaching, getting, you know, just getting involved with the students and how devoted he is to his students. That was always a big thing for us. Also, iPad Palooza, which he founded and which we'll talk about more, is a huge thing that's becoming bigger every year, and it's getting so big that they're adding letters to the name, or at least I am. And another important thing I wanted to just touch on quickly is that Carl is in the midst of writing, I believe it's a 6-book series called The Mobile Learning Mindset. And we at PR with Panache are going to be hosting a book signing event for him at ISTE coming up. So I wanted to plug that really quickly. If you're making your schedule for ISTE, Monday the 27th, book signing event with Carl Hooker. And it is actually sponsored by our good friends at Mion, so I want to give them a shout-out as well. So that should be fun. If anybody came to the event at TCA, you know that Carl Hooker equals fun party. So please come on out and join us.
And where's that? Where's the book signing going to be? Where it is, the at Mion?
I am not 100% sure on the location yet, but you can always check back. Do you know Carl?
Yeah, I did. I heard it was a place called The Office, but it's not actually an office.
Oh.
It's actually, I think, a bar/restaurant that's across the street from the main event or somewhere in that area. It's supposed to be a really nice location.
Is that? When will that be? At night or during the day or what?
It'll be a night thing, and I can't remember if it's Monday or Tuesday night of that visit. That'd be either June 26th or the 27th, so I'll need to get the date confirmed too. But yeah, it'll be an evening event.
It's Monday night for sure. That's one thing I do know.
Okay, so Monday night, and not only can you meet Carl Hooker, you can meet Larry Jacobs. I'll be there. Did you say free food, Chris?
I did not say free food.
No.
But if you walk
in that case, neither Carl or I are coming.
Yeah, I know. Larry and I are going to go have a drink around the corner and some free food. No.
here's the deal, though. If you walk up to me and say the word iPad Palooza, I will buy you a pizza.
The right way.
I'm offering
good.
That to all people who listen to this show. So just throwing it out there.
Perfect. Yeah, it's called the Corner Office Denver. I just found it. The Corner Office Denver is a location. So I think that's where it's going to be at, right there near the convention center.
Beautiful. I'll be there. And, of course, I'll be up at the PR with Panache suite on Monday, Chris and Carl, if you're going to be there. Okay.
I'll be there as well, yeah.
Already scheduled. And this is excellent. By the way, I want to say something. Over at PR with Panache, Sue Hansen runs the place. She's wonderful. And I got a press release from her about another conference. And I just wanted to tell you this. July 31st to August 1st is Women Leaders in Education. Women Leaders in Education. You can go to womenleadersineducation.com if you are a woman, B, a leader, and C, in education. Please check it out because this is the first conference. It's put on by several people that we will know. Okay, Kathy Hurley, Deb DeVries, et cetera, et cetera. So please, Wendy LaDuke, so please check it out. It's going to be a great conference. It's in Boston, July 31st, August 1st. 2016, Women Leaders in Education. Now back to iPad Palooza. Okay? By the way, make sure, tell, and you're not allowed to go, Carl, because you're not a woman leader.
Well, I'll send my daughters. I have three of them coming up. So,
there you go. Perfect. All right. So it's going to be a good conference. I'll tell you, and I got that press release today, so I just wanted to make sure you did that. So you're the Thought Leader of the Year, and one of the reasons is because you found iPad Palooza. So let's stop beating around the bush. What is iPad Palooza?
It started out as So it started out as a idea that we were going to get all these teachers together. We just launched the iPad initiative. We thought we need to get people together. We need to give them the space to kind of learn from each other. They don't need to be hearing just from us. So we created this space kind of for our teachers to gather. And when we started to do this in 2012, I guess 5 years ago, the districts in the area were also interested in, like, hey, can we come too? And I said, well, sure. You know, it'll be like $50 and you have to present something as well because we want to learn from you too. So it became this kind of a small little boutique conference. And then, of course, we changed it to where you can't actually use the word conference. So now legally I can't even say that. It's actually – you have to use your air quotes and call it a learning festival. not legally, but that's what I prefer. But because it's really not. It's not an event that's like it's not an everyday conference. There are sessions that are very typical you'd see at a conference. We do have keynotes that are inspiring and amazing from all over, not just education.
Yeah.
But we mix in a lot of stuff. It's a lot of fun. There's live music. There's food trailers. We've got VIP events, after hours events. We've got a film festival that's a youth film festival. It's going into its third year now, which is pretty fun. So it's kind of grown now. So over the years, it's gone from 1 day to 3 days. And I have to credit Sir Ken Robinson, even though he doesn't know it. The second year, we actually got him to be the keynote. And the reason why is I had to kind of lie to his people, so I'm going to admit this on the air. I told them that they're like,
hello,
what is
this
event?
Barack Obama. Is Sir Ken there? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I was like, they're like, what is this? And again, I was like, oh, it's iPad Palooza. It's a global event. There's going to be 1,000 people there from all over the world. And, of course, there wasn't the year before. It was only like 400 of us from Central Texas. So his people agreed to it.
Excuse me, and, if you live in Texas, Texas is the world.
Yeah, it is, right. People from Arkansas, I mean, even they're welcome. So we did that, and he agreed to it. And, of course, when he got here, it ended up being 1,000 people from all over the world, partly because he was the keynote, but it changed it from that point forward. So sometimes it's okay to kind of ask for, you know, forgiveness instead of permission. But in that case, that kind of kicked us off. But,
right, and how many people will be there this year?
They'll be right now. Our registration's at about 950, so we're almost sold out. We cap at about 1,100 is what we try to cap at. The event space, which is at Westlake High School, doesn't get much bigger in terms of the main theater room, so we cap it there. But it'll be about 1,100 people again. It's been sold out the last 3 years, and we'll have about 22 vendors within the area. Real
nice.
Fun vendor hall. We get them interacting. We have a thing called the App-mazing Race, which is like nothing you've ever seen before. It's basically teams of three or four running around completing challenges over the 3 days, and they win amazing prizes. This year, we're giving away iPad Pros to every single teammate on the winning team. Last year, it was Apple Watches. So we give away a lot of prizes. All the money we get is nonprofit, so anything we make, we put back into prizes and food and T-shirts and fun. It's a good event.
It is a good event, and the first year, the prize was simply an apple. The next year.
The actual apple, yeah.
Then when Sir Ken came. It became an actual technical apple.
Became legit,
ask, is this the original iPad Palooza? And the reason I'm asking that, if you go on iPad Palooza, just like it sounds, iPadPalooza.com, you'll see that there are other Paloozas, if I may. And there's East Texas, which is probably in Tyler, where my brother used to live. Where's the one in East Texas?
That's up in Longview. So,
Same thing.
In that area. Behind the Piney Woods, we call it. Yeah.
Yep. And then one in Indiana, if I'm reading, one in Louisiana, one in Minnesota, where PR with Panache is located, and also one probably down near San Antonio in South Texas. Is the Austin one the original one?
So Austin one is the main one. It's the mothership, and it's the main iPad Palooza. But yeah, the other ones that are spinoffs, and then you may notice there's another one now called iPad Palooza GC, which is our first one. It's Gold Coast, Australia. So it's our first international one. We've got interest from about three other states and another country, too, that I haven't listed on here officially, so until they sign on the license. But it's basically – it's like TEDx. It's a free license. Anybody can host. And the idea is, if you're hosting this, that you're drawing money into your district, too. So it's a good way to generate a little bit of revenue, even though it's nonprofit. Anything that you make above and beyond, you can, of course, put into more technology for your schools. It's a great opportunity to get other teachers in your district to kind of showcase their skills. So we don't make anything from the spinoffs. The idea is we want other schools to kind of build up these programs and hopefully give them a little bit of extra revenue as well.
And by the way, I misread something. iPad Palooza GC, after that it says AU. I thought that was Austin. That's Australia. I figured now that I looked at that, I figured that out. And If you've never been to Australia, you should go, because I've been there. It's a long ride, but boy, is it worth it. It's incredible. Okay. Just incredible. Okay. I got to tell you, are you going to go?
Yeah, the wife and I are going. Right. We're not taking the three little girls, because that would be 14 hours in a plane with three girls under the age of seven. But we're going to go for sure. They're inviting us down. Events don't have to bring us, but sometimes events will bring us in. And the host of that event said, we want you to come down and bring a couple of members of your team. And it's going to be a fun few days. We're only going for a few days because it's during the school year. So, unfortunately, it's going to be a lot of time in the air. But, I've never been outside of North America.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I've been to Australia. Just be prepared. The first day you're really time zoned, you're on another planet.
Okay.
Just so you know that. It's a long ride.
Yeah, we leave on a Friday and we miss Saturday, apparently, because we're passing the dateline. And then it's, that's real strange, but we'll figure that out.
But you'll get
but
it back when you fly back.
But here's the magic
back,
that
just,
happens. When you fly back from Australia, you arrive before you left.
That's what we found out. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is.
It is
awesome. Spend time.
Yeah,
it is.
It's pretty fantastic.
It is great.
I wanted to offer a breaking news update about the Carl Hooker book signing at ISTE. It is in the PR with Panache storytelling suite, in fact. And if you want any further information about it, you can get in touch with Sue. And her email is sue@prwithpanache, very easy to remember, .com.
Excellent.
She is the big honcho of the event and will hook you up, and it should be super fun.
She is the magnificent mothership of PR with Panache. I love Sue Hansen dearly. Okay, I do indeed. And so it's going to be in the suite, so I will be there. That's the same suite, right?
One and only
Chris?
PR with Panache storytelling suite.
Okay.
Okay.
It's the only one. All right, at ISTE, by the way. And we'll get more information to you as we get it here. Chris, send me, as we get closer, send me a press release on that, would you?
Yes,
I'll get
will.
It up there. Thank you very much. Carl, who should attend this thing? And by the way, I want to ask you, are people coming from all over the country to Austin? They should. Austin in June. I can't think of too many things better. Austin in June.
It's incredible. I mean, 70 degrees here. It's great.
Yeah.
Inside the building.
And that would be the same as February in Maine, right?
I'm telling you. It doesn't matter.
Inside the building. Yeah. But anyway,
there's people coming from all over the world again. We've got I did a map. I went to Eventbrite, our ticketing site, and just did a kind of quick look at the map just now. And there's someone from Thailand coming. There's people from Australia coming up. And we've got about 30 of the 50 states represented, which isn't bad. So, now, Texas is still kind of where it's at for most of these folks, because they're coming from, Austin's right in the middle of the triangle there, San Antonio, Houston, Dallas. So there'll be people coming in from those areas too. But, definitely it's mostly educators that are coming. So K-12, K-20, I guess I would say there's a lot of we actually have our first college spinoff one coming up here pretty soon, iPad Palooza OU, which is in Oklahoma. So there will be some college folks in the room too, which is good, because I feel like higher education needs to be a part of this movement as well in terms of mobile learning and kind of transforming. Because you guys know higher ed, sometimes it's a little bit slower to change than even public ed in some cases. So
it's much slower. Much slower.
Yeah.
Yeah, and which is not good, by the way. Let me just comment on that.
Yeah.
We talk about higher ed, and I think what you're referring to is professors using iPads, et cetera, and high technology within their classes. But in all seriousness, okay, the teacher education courses have to include, and they should include iPad Palooza, because we have to train these teachers that it is a technical environment now. It is. And not that I love textbooks and I even like chalk. All right. But in all sincerity, the new teachers have to learn how to use this technology and what's hot, and they can learn it from the experienced teachers. So please, those of you in teacher education, go to iPad Palooza.
Well, and I think we just hit on something too that's pretty important. You just said you love chalk, and it always made me cough. So I wonder if but you're right on, Larry. And I've guest lectured recently at a few University of Texas, but also Texas A&M, some local universities, just to talk to pre-service teachers. And you're right. You're absolutely right. They are walking into classrooms that they're somewhat unprepared for, because now schools are bringing in devices. I mean, even though the title says iPad Palooza, we bring in all, we welcome all devices,
yeah.
Chromebooks, every type. It's all about mobile learning. So, yeah, the more kind of experience you can get with that, it's somewhat of a shock. I'll tell these new teachers, like, hey, we expect, I mean, the expectation is you're this young teacher, you know technology, right? Because you grew up with
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
But
right.
A lot of them are woefully underprepared. So it's, yeah, you're right. We really need, especially those pre-service teachers in there.
Yeah, and we need the professors who teach, who are in education schools, to go in there and see what's really happening. And on that note, okay, Carl, just kind of sum up what's really happening, okay? And just use your experience
yeah.
at EANS, whatever. What are teachers doing with the incredible technology? You said they're one-to-one. I mean, what are they doing with it? What does the world need to know?
I'll give you just a quick story that happened yesterday because this is super relevant. And I mean, not with the testimony part, it was about textbooks actually, but when I was talking to the Senate or the House Public Ed Committee, excuse me, they were talking about, well, textbooks, can't you just like digitize these and put them on these devices and then you're done, call it a day, you know? And I'm like, yeah, if that's all you're using devices for, then it's a woeful waste of money. So I explained to them what I'd done that morning, which is, you know, in the morning, I had taken their my daughter's class, all their one-to-one iPads, you know, and I took them on an adventure. I took them on a virtual field trip using an app called Nearpod, where you can push out these places, you know, actual real places. We went to Machu Picchu. The kids, I slide it out to their iPad that magically appears on all their devices. They hold their iPad up and move around the room, and actually as they turn, they feel they're actually in Machu Picchu. They're standing
wow.
on top of Machu Picchu. Because it can tell by the way they're tilting their device, like where they're at and where they're looking. And then I had them talk about what they would need on the, it was a lesson on safety. And then we went underwater. The next one, we went actually scuba diving off the New Caledonia Reef. And then the last place we went was actual Mars. It was footage from the Mars rover. And they were actually on Mars walking around. I mean, they felt like they were submerged in a virtual reality. Those are things that,
on
a traditional textbook, you would have said, okay, here's the, even if it's digital, you're like, okay, turn the page, the digital page, there's a picture of Machu Picchu, and there's a little story there, and that's it, you know, versus actually submerging yourself in the world, which could have never happened 5 years ago.
And imagine where it's going to be 5 years from now. It's incredible.
I know. I mean, I'm thinking like Google Goggles and the Expedition. I mean, all the stuff that now the virtual part of it's going to be neat. Now, don't get me wrong. There's still something, like, I agree with you. There's still something about the real world, actually going and experiencing it. I think that's important. And I don't want to get rid of books by any stretch of the imagination either. I still love sitting down with my daughters and reading an actual hardcover book with them. So I think it's a bit of both, but I love that kind of experience. And there's a video that the teacher actually posted on Instagram of the kids, and just their reaction was just priceless. I mean, these six-year-olds, just like their mouths were open and amazed.
And actually, let me ask this, were they amazed at the technology, or were they amazed at Machu Picchu?
That was it. It was Machu Picchu. You're right.
Wow.
You're absolutely. The technology had nothing to do with it. They could have cared less that they were doing it. It's just the fact that they felt like they were there.
Wow.
And I think that's when you hit the magic kind of moment, is when the technology becomes almost like oxygen. It's like part of the classroom. It's not a let's take out the iPad and do an iPad lesson, kids. It's more of a, we're going to go to this place and travel there, and we're going to look for things and then figure out what we need to, you know, bring back with us. And the iPad just happens to be the vehicle which we're doing it. It's the tool that we're using. But you're right. I mean, that was what's great about those, the best classes where I see it being used right. It's almost invisible, if that makes sense. It's almost like it's just part of
the
room.
It's supposed to be.
Pencil, scissors. Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be invisible. Like you said, it is just a tool. Chris, do you have anything to add to that? If not, I can go on. Chris?
Well, I think it is a great application of this kind of technology. And, you know, in a time when a lot of schools are moving to, Chromebooks, or, you know, kind of rediscovering the keyboard, and who knows what's going to happen next, they may rediscover chalk. But,
yeah.
You know, one of the huge, fantastic applications of iPads and tablets in general is the, you know, sort of the augmented reality / virtual reality possibilities that they offer. And to be able to do a lesson like that, where you move beyond the technology and into this kind of immersive lesson, to me is just kind of magnificent. So
mm-hmm.
I think that is great. And I had an important question for you, Carl, which is, at iPad Palooza, will you have that iPad band that played at TCA, and also that I had seen at other EdTech conferences, that they play all on iPads in their band?
Well, we're working on that. We have some other things planned. I can give you a little highlight real quick, and that is, and I can't give away all the goods here, but you know, our theme this year is summer blockbuster, but it's also very Star Wars related. It's May the Learning Be With You. So I'm just going to kind of hint at that and tell you that you will. Yeah, exactly. There we go. So,
the rest of the show is just you guys doing the Star Wars theme, so I'm just going to be quiet.
And here's
yeah, so.
Yeah, here's for Chris. Do 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 do.
This show has gone off the rails really quickly.
Right.
So, Carl, you were talking about the highlights of iPad Beluda.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
So. In all seriousness, I mean, we actually did a May the 4th, we did a Star Wars Day giveaway, too, where we gave away a lot of tickets and free prizes and stuff on our website, but it was fun. But, yeah, we're going to have – there will be Stormtroopers, there will be Darth Vader is going to make an appearance, Chewbacca will be there. There's going to be a lot of famous characters, let's just say, kind of milling around. And then on our day two, which is always our dress-up day that we did the last couple of years, day two will be dress up as your favorite movie character. So I imagine that day we'll also see several other people, teachers coming dressed up as, you know, Star Wars, Star Trek, whatever. I mean, it doesn't have to be sci-fi, but that's going to be a fun day, just some of the things we'll see. And we're in terms of music, the number one hit last year was this band called Texas Live Karaoke, and they did a basically you get up on stage at lunchtime with a live band and you karaoke, you know, your favorite hits, and they'll play the music for you behind you. So,
you know, I got to ask you something, Carl, because let me say this again. You're director of innovation and digital learning outside of Austin at the EANES, EANES school, ISD. All right. That's a busy job. You're a busy guy. All right. You are.
Yep.
All right. How do you have time to do this? Does it go like this? Honey, you build up iPad Palooza, and I'll take the kids out to dinner tonight. Okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. Okay? How many people are involved in putting this thing together? It can't just be you. I mean, it's got to
be like
man. Oh, man. Talk about that, how much effort you put into it and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I couldn't honestly ever do this without a great team. My team, we call ourselves the iVengers, kind of named after the Avengers, of course. But it's an amazing team of educational technologists. We have one. I've one at every campus. I'm actually hiring two right now. I'm in the process of looking for two. So if you know anyone out there that wants to be an ed tech in Austin, Texas, in the funnest district in the land, come on down. We're hiring at iVengers.com/jobs. So
wow.
And I'll post that out on the Twitter. Yeah.
There you go.
But it's,
wait, a resume just came in. Chris Peeler. Who is that?
he misspelled iVengers. No.
It's iVengers.
He didn't pass the first test.
Clearly, I'm disqualified for a job with the iVengers.
But the iVengers, how many people are? Where are they from? Who are they?
They're a ragtag bunch. They're from all over the country. So I've got Tim Yanka, who's from Pennsylvania. He brought down his wife, Kathy Yanka, who's an amazing math teacher here as well. She's an Apple Distinguished Educator. Lisa Johnson, who also goes by Tech Chef 4U, the number 4, the letter U. She's amazing. She's the number one. If you search on Google iPad lessons, she's the number one hit on Pinterest. She has like 1,200 iPad lessons curated on Pinterest. I mean, she's a rock star.
Wow.
And we've got Jennifer Flood. It's a great group. I mean, and like I said, we're going from 8 to 10 next year, so I'm getting to add 2, which is going to be just amazing. And my hiring process is like none other. I'll just tell you, I call it the gauntlet, and I've stolen from Amazon and Google when it comes to hiring. It is not a traditional educational hiring practice, I'll just say that. I don't know if I want to give it all away now, but I can tell you a little highlight if you want.
Sure. Go ahead.
So we do the typical application round. The second round, you have to actually submit a video, 2-minute video or less of yourself, what that looks like, and that can be as creative as you want to be or just you in front of a web camera. After you pass the video round, you're brought into what's called the gauntlet. It's going to be a 4-part interview series that takes 2 hours, 30 minutes presenting in front of a group of teachers, 30 minutes interviewing with a group of educational technologists, 30 minutes in what I'm calling the sweat box, which is a stress test. You'll be having to answer 3 emails, one from a parent, an administrator, and a teacher, as well as fixing a random problem on the phone. And how do you multitask and take care of all these challenges? And then the final challenge, which will be the hardest, you're going to be working with a team of teachers trying to solve a problem in less than 30 minutes. And you'll be doing that with the other applicants in the room with you at the same time. So,
wow.
we're hoping this will bear out some really good people. We've kind of improved it every year, but I love it. It's and the people that have gone and that haven't made it, believe it or not, have come back and said, wow, going through that interview actually helped me get this other job, and it's helped me land these other positions because yours was so strenuous, but it was also, you know, we learned a lot from it. So I think that's good, too, even for the folks that don't get picked.
What are the folks doing now who apply for such a job? Are they teachers now or are they ed tech folks?
It's a combination of both. I'm looking at the applicant pool right now, and like say we just posted last week. I've got about 20 in the books, as I can see, just kind of scanning through the list. It's mostly educational technologists. Maybe some of them are technology applications teachers. You've got a good mix, and they're kind of from all over, mostly Texas, but you know. My group, we've brought them in from all over the country.
Sure.
So I tell them, you know, Austin's a great place to live. Unfortunately, everybody wants to live here. So the cost of living is crazy right now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's now the 11th largest city in the country. Can you believe it?
I did know that.
Yeah,
wow.
It's gotten kind of crazy. So, but the perks of this job is that your kids can go to this great school district. I honestly can't afford to live in the school district, but my kids can go here for free, because it's an amazing part of town, and it's a kind of one of the things that most of our team have young kids, so it's also great for them.
Wow, it's terrific. You know, let me ask you: I want to ask this again? Who should come to iPad Palooza? And
yeah.
we got ed techs. We have obviously teachers. All right, from K, I would assume pre-K 12. I would hope so. Chris said K-12, pre-K, which is cool stuff. All right, but the other people I'm thinking of, curriculum directors, that sort of thing. I mean, they need to know this. You're the director of innovation and digital learning, but there's also a curriculum director over at EANS, I'm sure. Okay,
yes.
Or somebody has that role, and I know they're going to be there. But what about from other districts?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think, administration is a big part of this. There's a good, I would say 75% are, as you say, pre-K to 12. I mean, that's definitely accurate. 75% are teachers, but you still got a good 20%, 15 to 20% that are mostly administration. So we've got superintendents. I would definitely say principals. If you're even thinking of doing anything with mobile learning in your school buildings, you need to come to this. And we've got a pre-event the day before, pre-Palooza we're trying out this year, which is June 21st. So the day before the event, George Kuros is leading an all-day workshop, iLead Academy is what we're calling it. It's the second year we've done it. It's the first year we've done it before the actual event, though. So it's going to be a neat little – so if you're just an administrator, you're like, hey, I can't get away for 3 days, Carl. You're killing me. I'm like, all right, well, come down. If nothing else, come down for the first that one-day event with George, because it's going to be incredible. And it's all about, you know, he's going to basically guide you through a six-hour workshop of, like, what is it like to actually integrate this? He's written his own book called Innovator's Mindset, which I really love and enjoy, and he's a good friend of mine. And I think it's great for those leaders, because to be honest, I've seen it out there. If the principal isn't on board with this or they aren't a part of it,
yeah.
It usually fails
more
often than not.
And I have two questions for you. I was just recently at the National School Boards Association conference, and I think the world of school boards, because these most of them, the vast majority are volunteers, and they put in a lot of time, et cetera. And they're the ones who the superintendent and the various people go to and ask for money. Because they want, but these are lay people for the most part. And I really hope that some school board people think to come to something like iPad Palooza. It's really very important. And I have to say, Carl, when you were at the legislature yesterday, the Texas legislature, all right, did you invite them to iPad Palooza?
I didn't get a chance to because I only had 3 minutes, but I did the last time I testified. I did actually, and I'm in my written testimony that I'm submitting because I actually shameful admittance here. I found out about an hour before that I was going to testify, so I typed my notes on my phone on the notes app. So I had nothing written or prepared. It was just quick notes. But when I found out I had 3 minutes, I just had to get to the point. But I'm going to actually submit written testimony, at which point I'm going to provide them with a special link that they can go and get. If they want a discount, they can come in for a discount. If they want to come for free, they can, but they have to volunteer, which a lot of our school board does. Actually, they come and they work the event for a couple hours, and then they attend and just take part in it. I've invited the governor every year. It was Rick Perry prior, so I'll invite Greg Abbott as well. And sometimes they'll send a person, but they won't come themselves.
Well, I hope they send somebody because this is key stuff. And, you know, if they're willing to take the time to have you testify, and I'm sure you were one of many for your 3 minutes, okay, they need to go and see for themselves. And you're talking about a 10-minute drive, I think.
So, oh, yeah, that's all it is for them.
Yeah, I mean, so
free parking,
it's from
yep.
the Capitol building there. It's just unbelievable. Okay, so iPad Palooza, may the learning be with you, the Star Wars theme, June 22nd to the 24th, 2016. This one's in Austin, Texas. It's iPadPalooza.com. And if you go over there, you'll be able to see all the other Paloozas, too. If this one is not available to you, it gets sold out, which it probably will, or there's one closer to you, et cetera. All right, it's just incredible. Congratulations, Mr. Founder. I think you should be proud of yourself.
Hey, Larry, I look forward to meeting you in person there at ISTE at Chris's booth, too. That's going to be great up at the Storytelling Suite.
You'll probably see me before I look just like Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm George Clooney, so we're going to make quite a team.
The only difference is that I have a better physique. Am I correct, Chris? Would you say that?
Yeah, you're a little more chiseled, I would say. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll keep an eye out.
Oh, I'm Jack.
I'll just look
I'm
for
Jack.
Where all the ladies are.
It's unbelievable. No, I'll see you at ISTE. I can't wait. I'll see you on Monday. I'll be at the suite. I forget what time. I think 11 o'clock or something. I'm going to show up over at Sue and Jacob's PR with Panache suite. Are you going to be up there the whole day, Chris? Storytelling?
I will be storytelling all day, every day.
Good.
And so come on by, and we have a selection of semi
sandwiches. Sandwiches.
I would say semi gourmet chocolate.
Ooh.
We're known for the excellent selection of chocolate that we offer. So,
Jacob Hansen is not going this year because he's expecting a child.
I forgot about that. That's
which
right.
Leaves a lot of food left for us.
Oh,
a lot of food.
Wow.
Okay. All the good stuff, guys. Thanks a million, and it's great to have you on. As you both know, this was a great show. Thank you both so very much.
Thanks Larry.
You're
talk
welcome,
to you soon,
guys.
Carl.
Never mind. All right. So that was Darth Hooker. And okay, Darth is the Director of Innovation and Digital Learning at the Eanes Independent School District in Texas. It's iPad Palooza. iPadPalooza.com, just like it sounds. No, I won't even say that. iPadPalooza.com, and they tweeted iPadPalooza, obviously. PR with Panache, and you should learn about them. They really do a great job getting the word out about all their customers and great stuff in education. And that's at PRwithPanache.com, and they tweeted PR with Panache, and that was Chris Peeler, who was there. What is his title? The editorial director, my old buddy. The editorial director at PR with Panache, and Jacob and Sue own the place. And they just do a great job. What can I tell you? And they have Chris now, so it's even better. All right, we're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org and tweet it out over at EduTalk Radio with a direct link. I'm Larry Jacobs. That was Carl Hooker and Chris Peeler. Thank you, guys, and thank you, audience. Everybody have a great day.